Now, when I was in the Maritime Commission shipping port,
yeah,
eventually I got a ship. And the ship was headed from New York to Havana, Cuba. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the union, it was a contract with the Radio Officers Union. And I went to the union, and Fred Howe, who was the head of it then and the shipping agent, said, "Are you sure you want to go to Havana, Cuba?" He said, "I've got a Liberty ship going to England." And I said, "I'd like a Liberty ship going to England." So that's what he assigned me to.
Why did you want to go to England?
I wanted to get across the ocean. It sounded more adventurous. And even though the Atlantic had a bad reputation, but the times had passed when it was almost fatal to go get into the Atlantic Ocean. And I really didn't think twice about that. Later I found out there was very little chance of getting torpedoed so late in the war.
Yeah. So you really, you talked earlier off the record about you really wanted to get involved in the war.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about trying to, you know, enter the armed services first? And
well, as I remember it, now I've told the story so many times that sometimes it gets a little bit muddled. You're not sure what you made up and what you told, what actually happened. But my recollection is that I first, when I was 17 years old, tried to join the Marines, and I was rejected. And shortly after that, I tried to join the Navy. And again, my eyesight just wiped me out. I went to the building that is the Grand Union Building, which had been taken over by the armed forces just north of 42nd Street, where they did the physical exams. And we would walk around naked with our papers in our hand from one station to the other. And at one station they'd check our ears, at another station they'd check our skin, and other things that they checked, but they never took pictures of. But you actually were walking around for the better part of a day naked. But not, you just stripped down, bare feet, so they could check your feet.
Yeah.
And if you had a medal around your neck, maybe you could wear that, but something. But that was it. And I went through that three times. Once for the Marine Corps, once for the Navy, and once for the Army. Mm. And each time, I didn't fail. I didn't succeed in it.
Because of your eyes.
I remember when I finished one of the exams on 42nd Street, I walked over to Broadway and saw Victory Through Air Power, the movie that was playing on Broadway at that time. And at another time, I think when I tried to join the Navy, the Army, I went to see here Private Hargrove. After I was in downtown, I was in Midtown New York, so why not?
Yeah.
Go to a movie there. But and that was interesting. I thought I was getting ready to be in the Army, but later I found out I wasn't.